We were talking a little bit about neoadjuvant therapy in the HER2-positive patient, but also we have the issue of your B27 study, which is now being presented again. Can you talk about what the design of that study is and sort of where we are right now in terms of the data that's being presented here?
Sure. B27 was a three-arm study where all patients got neoadjuvant therapy, but the control group was AC for 4 cycles followed by surgery. The second group was AC followed by taxotere followed by surgery. And then the third group had surgery between the AC and the taxotere. And previously we had reported on the very exciting doubling of pathologic complete response rates in the second group of patients who got the taxotere before surgery. And earlier this year reached sufficient events, had deaths on study, that we were at a point to proceed with the final definitive planned survival analysis. And to our surprise, the overall survival was no different among the three arms. The disease-free survival, there was a little bit of difference in the direction you'd like to see it, slightly fewer absolute number of events amongst the groups getting taxotere, but it was not of statistical significance, and we had a fairly large number of overall events, I mean, 700 events or so. So it was a mature study. It's possible that with time things could still evolve, showing where that could become statistically significant, but so far it just wasn't there. Now, an interesting thing that when you look at the specific events on disease-free survival, in the taxotere arm, there were an excess number of second cancers, breast and other malignancies relative to the control arm. Not a huge number, but there was a difference. And the CLGB 9344 study, the AC Taxol study, reported on what we refer to as a recurrence-free survival, where they don't include those in the analysis. And if that was not planned in our analysis, but we did look at our B27 patients along those lines, and there you do see it starts to get close to being statistically significant. And the hazard rate, depending on exactly how you're looking at it, and I'm sorry, I'm still taking in the data, it's around 0.83, 0.85, not really appreciably different than what we saw on B28, what they saw on 9344. And so it, to us, it is looking like taxotere, at least in this one study used in the sequential program, seemed to perform much like Taxol. Some benefit, but probably a little bit disappointing to what I think everyone had hoped initially.
But, I mean, 9344 and B28 did show, you know, benefit.
But the hazard rates were about 0.83, and they were node positive patients, a little bit larger trial, so you crossed into statistical significance. And when you see this sort of thing, the hazard rate is in the same direction, to the same order of magnitude, but because we had three arms and it was, you know, 2-to-1, it didn't reach the statistical significance. The p-values weren't there.
You're saying this is true both for disease-free and overall survival?
No. Okay. It is not there for overall survival. They're just on top of each other.
Right.
I'm talking about disease-free and really relapse-free survival. And that's the thing about the study. When we wrote it, overall survival was our primary endpoint, disease-free was a secondary endpoint, and we didn't even have this relapse-free survival endpoint written into the study. So this is very exploratory. But we feel like it's justified because the comparator trials basically used that endpoint. And so the data that's out there uses a recurrence-free survival. So Harry will be presenting that, showing that additional analysis that we did as an exploratory basis. But looking at B27, according to our planned analysis, it was a negative trial.